Pro-abortion activist Cecile Richards, overturning Roe will destroy the Republican Party. By Pam Key on July 11, 2022. Abortion activist Cecile Richards said Monday on MSNBC's Deadline that the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade would destroy the Republican Party. Anchor Nicole Wallace said, "What do you assess the degree of sort of activism and channeling this fear and this grief and this monumental shift in American life for every single woman? What is it? Is your phone ringing? Are you heartened? Are you worried? Tell me what's going on in the country and around this issue." Richard said, "I think it's a mix. I do think honestly some people are in a grieving process. I think not people that are involved in politics or activism, but just everyday people who literally cannot believe this has happened." She continued, "But I think that for many people, they haven't been able to move to activism yet because they're still trying to process that this, in fact, has happened. I see young women and young men horrified and engaged, and they are protesting and they are marching, and they are doing everything they can. Then I see women of my mother's generation and women who lived before Roe was the law of the land, and they are so despondent. The thought that their daughters, sons and grandsons will now live in a country where abortion is no longer legal." Richards added, "This may be something short-term that the Republican Party has been able to jam through because of their rigging of the Supreme Court and a lot of other tactics. But long run, this is going to destroy the Republican Party. There are a generation of voters who I believe will absolutely not support the Republican Party again because this is the party that just changed their life and just took away their rights. And that's something that people never, ever forget." Wallace said, "I totally agree with you. I think for the Republican Party, the dog caught the car. And they're going to spend the next 40 years trying to figure out what to do with it." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.